Okay.
I look pale as a motherfucker.
We're starting at the bottom. The bottom. Okay. My last one. First of all of them are good, objectively.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's just...
To some extent, though.
Okay.
I've got this thing about child actors. Like, when they're kids.
Cheesiness?
That, and
it's not their fault.
No, but that's why I can't watch Stranger Things, though.
I can't do it either.
Yeah.
That's not the reason.
Oh, but, like trying to be serious?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why I can't watch it.
Okay. Well, the worst one, in my opinion, is the first one.
I also have that.
Oh, okay.
So I have Chamber of Secrets.
Okay, so...
But I see that, because that was mine for a while.
Yeah. But the Chamber of Secrets has a spider. I love the spider.
Aragog.
No.
I think it scared me.
I don't like how the story behind it doesn't affect the future.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
it feels standalone-ish.
The only thing Chamber of Secrets is the book as the Horcrux. That's the only thing.
Mm-hmm.
So...
I think that's kind of where the first one falls flat is both the tone is completely different than the rest.
Yeah. Well, it's supposed to be like that.
Right. This is also me being the person that watched some of the director stuff and behind the scenes. Like, did you ever watch the Daniel Radcliffe and the stunt double documentary where the stunt double got hurt?
Yes.
Yeah. So they talked about how, like, the first one, it was like a feeler.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that. That's why they casted Dumbledore so old, because they didn't know they were going to.
Top five dumbest casting decisions in my life. In the history of
I don't think he's a bad Dumbledore, but longevity, that's not going to work.
And I don't know
I
don't know how he would have played the new Dumbledore.
He was
the new Dumbledore was like, he was in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you get this old fart up there. It's like,
In the dirt.
Yeah.
Well,
poor guy.
And you know the series that's coming out. They casted John Lithgow.
Yes. It was pretty cool.
I feel like Lithgow is almost catering to that first Dumbledore as a tone.
Oh, okay. Well,
like it feels closer to that because if you
think the guy was dying,
I really hope they don't make that switch when they do like the third season or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not necessarily a different one, but like just like a tone switch. I really hope they don't do that. I hope it's just consistent.
If it's gradual, then okay.
Yeah.
Like if the events lead gradual to it being darker, but if it's like the switch up that it was between the two, then I would agree.
Okay, second worst. It was the second one. Yeah. Chamber of Secrets.
My Sorcerer's Stone.
Okay, so we're good there. Yeah.
Carson knows this. Yeah. I don't like Order of the Phoenix.
Okay,
I'll just jump into it.
That was my third worst.
Yeah. That's my third worst, too.
And
that's
five, right?
Chamber's my third. So our top three.
Three are all the same.
Wait, your second is?
My second least favorite is Order of the Phoenix. Oh, okay. Gotcha. And then Chamber of Secrets.
So we all have one, two, and five in the bottom three.
Yes.
Okay, we're good.
Well, it's like Order of Phoenix isn't bad, and I get it because it's kind of a setup movie.
Mm-hmm. That one professor pissed me off. The pink Umbridge.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah.
See, and I kind of get it where it's like starting to, Ministry of Magic is starting to like go downhill.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I said, it's all the setup stuff, which makes then, we'll get to later, that the later movies are better.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Number four is Deathly Hallows Part 1.
I have Deathly Hallows Part 2.
I have Deathly Hallows Part 1.
Let's go. What?
Yeah.
That music at the end,
I've got a thing for like movie endings like that. Like it's more my will. I want more.
Okay, okay.
I want it to keep going. So.
I will say like the third act, the ending act rather of Deathly Hallows Part 2 felt like it wasn't drawn out enough. Because you go
wait. Okay, go ahead.
So I'm
caught up.
In defense of Carson, Deathly Hallows Part 2, they have the courtyard battle.
Yeah.
And then they have that part where he just, like, the whole Snape thing happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Then he goes to the forest, dies, comes back, then it's another fight. But the fight between him and Voldemort is short.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's so many ways they could have done it. It's just like...
Don't get me wrong. The scene where Snape dies and they take his tears.
Mm-hmm. And they go back in time.
That's my favorite scene out of
all of
the
it,
movies.
For sure.
That is my favorite one.
Well, it ties everything.
Yes, yeah.
It's
my favorite
I have a favorite scene, but I'll chat later.
I guess, like, what I think I agree with Carson in... is I like the tying of events. And so that tying everything together, especially with Lily and all that stuff.
See now, and then I think with like part one, I feel like they start to make out as Dumbledore is kind of like not as great of a guy as he seems to be.
Yeah.
Which kind of then also then ties into two with the Snape scene because you go back and he's like, oh, well, you raised him like a pig for slaughter.
It's
like, all right.
Yeah.
Like that whiplash of switch up on characters is.
Okay. So my number four was Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Okay.
So what's your number four?
Prisoner of Azkaban.
Mine was Prisoner of Azkaban.
So I have a tough take on this. I the people who say that's a top three movie, crazy.
Like top three movie of what?
Of the like Harry Potter series.
That's my number three.
I know. That's what I'm gonna get at you for it. Cause it's like, once again, it's another like transition movie. They're like leaving the kid phase.
Yeah.
And starting to go more into like,
which was,
I don't say
the difference between two and three.
Very big.
Insane.
Yeah.
In terms of like growing up.
Well, yeah. I think the gap between two and three and then three to four, both those gaps are huge.
I think one of the biggest gaps is three to four.
Yeah.
Because Goblet does not feel,
I think five,
it's so intense. It's so intense.
Yeah. Like, everyone's got long hair.
Well, and he hated it too. Apparently he hated it. But the directors told him to grow his hair out, which I don't know why, but because five, he had short ass hair. Like, what was the point of that? But
I think
it doesn't matter.
I think with Prisoner of Azkaban, first of all, it gets a little wary when you add time travel, which I did like how they did it.
Yep.
I didn't question it when I watched it the first time.
I liked how they like, you know, because it's probably one of those where you sit there and like, well, shouldn't they be able to? Because it's magic.
Mm-hmm.
And I like how they did do it.
They did it okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't a problem.
Well, what I think I
so what's your, sorry, go ahead.
What I think I really liked is that all the events that they had part in when they time traveled, like there were hints of it as mm-hmm. the main time was going.
Yes.
Like it wasn't just out of left field.
It was done very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's your third favorite or fourth favorite? Wait, I don't know where we're at.
Well, I said, well, we were on Prisoner of Azkaban for fourth favorite.
Okay. So which?
Third favorite.
I said my third was Prisoner of Azkaban. Yeah, so what's your three?
Deathly Hallows Part 1.
Ooh.
And mine's part 2.
Is that the one where they're like kind of naked in the smoke and Ron's get all pissed?
Yeah.
Okay.
But mine's
the part sword 2. In the lake?
Yeah.
That was terrifying.
Yeah.
Mine's
same thing for you?
But part of my weight is the soundtrack.
Very good. And when they're dancing in the tent.
Yes.
That was kind of cool.
So that one is called, it's like.
That song is crazy.
I have it saved in a playlist. I don't remember what it was.
Oh, okay.
But in part two, the music that plays as they're running through the courtyard is called Courtyard Apocalypse, I think. I listen to that a lot for some reason. Because like you and I have talked about how we listen to soundtrack stuff, even in the gym.
Yeah.
So
I listen to soundtracks when I'm moving, but like if I'm at work, I'm not listening to a soundtrack.
No, like
I need lyrics.
Homework. If I'm doing homework, I need something real.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Walking to class and stuff.
Yeah. Well, and I think also part two showing what I liked about it is part of it's in part to Neville, but not everybody that was introduced in movies before was completely useless.
Mm-hmm.
Like people actually like showed that they learned stuff at Hogwarts and stuff, and like the events that lead up. Yeah, well, different story.
Yeah, that's like a one and done character.
Yeah.
I wish, I like when characters die, but I wish Cedric lived. I think he'd been dope at like the final battle.
But so, I agree, but I think that's what the weight of it is.
Yeah, I know. I understand why they didn't, but like if like Robert Pattinson in that world is pretty like, makes sense.
Mm-hmm. See, I think the tough part, and maybe this is me because I agree with you, but I think that seeing him play in the Batman, I think like how good of an actor he was. Makes it like you want to see more in that then.
Right? Okay, the fact that we have the same top two movies makes me so happy.
Absolutely.
Right? Six and four, somewhere around there. Yes. Okay, so my second favorite is six. I know yours, that's both your favorite.
That's criminal.
Ours,
that is criminal.
Then ours is Goblet of Fire.
Yeah.
For two?
Yes.
For both of yours?
Yeah. Yes.
Dude, the way they CGI'd that dragon was so impressive to me at that time.
Well, and I remember.
That's my favorite scene ever. Also, the dragon on the roof.
Well, and back to the part.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And back to the part where I'm talking about, like, soundtrack, the part where Harry comes over the hill with the dragon behind it, and like the.
Well, like, it's so quiet, and all you hear is whoosh, this is the burning.
Well, and I think that was like the first movie that it felt as serious as the rest of the four.
What? Yeah. The fourth or sixth?
Like, number four. That was the first movie where the tone changed to like.
For sure. But then six totally flipped even more.
Yeah,
six was crazy.
Because I think six leads into, it's leading into the end, right? So that's like, as much as a movie watcher as we are, we don't want to see the end. So we're going to enjoy the leading up parts.
Right.
Which it was the beginning of war, which is cool.
One, I think we had a good amount of, like Goblet of Fire might be the most action out of any of the Harry
Potter
movies.
That's why I like it. Yeah, dude, when he took the egg in the bathtub and listened to that song, that's one of the songs I listen to more than anything else in the soundtrack. That song is amazing.
Go ahead.
Well, I think the scenes where Moaning Myrtle, like the amount that they.
Is that her name?
Yes.
The Moaning?
Well, her name's Myrtle.
Myrtle something, but
they
she's.
They say it in the second movie, but they call her Moaning Myrtle because she's.
Moaning.
Right. But then I don't know. I think with Goblet of Fire, it's interesting because it shows more. Granted, all the movies did in some way, but it shows more of like just how wide the tale of Harry Potter survive, like being the boy who lived, goes.
I say it's more than just him.
Just the tournament, I just love it. Mm-hmm. I love that shit.
Okay, that is like a crazy aspect to put into that. Like
the fact that they take kids at this school and put them in deadly situations.
Now I'm thinking about it. What the fuck was that?
It's the fact that in years prior, there wasn't an age limit in that Goblet of Fire. They finally, was it 16? Mm-hmm.
16, 17. Something I think it was like 17.
Mm-hmm. I think it was 17. They put an age limit and it's like,
No. It was 18 because they said he's 17.
No.
I thought
no. Because he's 15, I think, in that movie.
Yes. Oh.
So it's weird because you think I don't know how this matches up, and I'd have to rewatch it and really pay attention.
Mm.
But the timing of like his age and like if you think of like a typical high schooler, it's a little off. There's some off there. Like he's maybe young for his class.
It's a Wizardly school.
Yeah, but I think he's young for his class. Because he's like,
I don't know.
His birthday is like right before the school year starts.
Mm.
So it's like, okay.
Well, dude, I guess part of the
Gary Oldman in the fire.
Yep.
That's why I also loved it. Did you not put your name in the cup of the fire?
Well, like, I think. Okay. I also think that's the first time we saw Dumbledore
be serious.
Being that serious.
Yeah.
Like before, he's still kind of like, meh. But then when he comes down and he's like genuinely angry, did you put your name in the Goblet of Fire?
Yeah, when he walks down the stairs, Harry's like, what the fuck is going on?
Right.
Also, the first scene of the movie, when they're camping out and going to that thing with the tents, and then they got skull in the sky. I'm like, this is sick.
The debut of the Death Eaters, pretty much.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I'm trying to think.
What was, no, Lucius. Do you remember the first scene of the movie with the teapot?
Yes.
And then going up the stairs?
The caretaker.
Yep.
Yeah. And then Nagini.
Mm-hmm. Also, the fact that David Tennant was in it. Like, he did really good as the crutch.
Slight cameo.
Yep.
I will say I'll bring back Prisoner of Azkaban when they do the time turner stuff and they come back and Harry and Hermione are like, oh, we did it, Professor. And then he's like, did what?
Knows.
Yeah. Like he totally knows, which is crazy because he's still technically in real time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and I think him and Malfoy scene in the bathroom too is so
And they're beating the shit out of each other.
That's one of the
Better Wizardly.
Better like fight scenes.
No music.
Yeah.
It was with the glass breaking the bathroom.
Yeah.
Also it was like not gory, but it was like sharp.
No. I'd say gory because I mean you got Malfoy laying there and he's got just blood
everywhere.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like lacerations were insane.
And then you have Snape, which I still maybe don't get. Like Snape rocked up and he's like, I think he realized that Harry used his spell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then that's how he knew how to help Malfoy in the moment or whatever. Yeah. But like didn't say or do anything in the moment. And I think that's more like,
well, that's the whole
I'm still
point.
On your side.
That was the whole point. He just had to
Right.
No, I like the back and forth with Snape. I think.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, I think Snape's probably one of my favorite characters from the whole series.
The half the reason that 6 is my top 2 is because of the song when he falls from the tower. From
Dumbledore's Farewell.
That song,
yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, and it was one of those points, too, where it's like in the moment, you know, Malfoy is in a shitty spot. A junior Death Eater.
Yeah.
Like, well, so that, and then like how that feeds into. Because that was when they were also really started looking and focusing on Horcruxes.
When? Which movie?
When Dumbledore dies.
Yeah. I'm going to say the first ones when they were just hunting them.
Yeah.
What's the movie that they came out of a dragon out of the bank?
Gringotts? That's part one.
That was sick.
Yeah.
Was that the same dragon from Goblet of Fire? Of Harry's dragon?
They say it is.
But it didn't look like
I thought.
I think it's the same horntail.
Hungarian horntail?
It's a horntail, but it's not the same.
Same type of dragon, but not the same dragon. That would have been cool.
Although
I don't remember what happened to the dragon Goblet of Fire, to be honest.
It doesn't show.
Okay.
Like he beat it.
Fell. Into the valley under the bridge, and then it was like, that was it.
Yeah.
And then we don't see a dragon.
They cover up the plot holes in that very well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's just something you don't think about.
Yeah.
I wish they would have included, not necessarily like dragons, but more like when I think that's where they went wrong with Fantastic Beasts.
No.
Which we could have included that, but.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
I don't like them.
I feel like in Fantastic Beasts, they focus too much on the mythical creatures, where it's like, I almost feel like. They missed out a little bit on.
I feel like for the final battle, there should have been at least one dragon.
Well, I mean, they did have
trolls.
Yeah.
But like, if Harry came out of a dragon out of the forest, like,
well, and I think we're
make no sense. Or a hippogriff at least.
Yeah. Yes.
Dude, hippogriff would be tough.
Yeah. I want a hippogriff. That's a great idea. I would have one as a pet.
Well, and I think that's like you said, where they almost fall flat. Like, they don't really show much of things we know already, and like, mm-hmm. not really give an origin because they would have existed beforehand. But like him, like Newt Scamander dealing with them, and then I like the tone of it was different in kind of a bad way for me. I think
for what.
Fantastic Beasts.
Oh, I'm not talking about that shit.
But yeah.
Those are still like solid movies to see.
They're fun. They're not good. Yeah.
So your number one is Goblet of Fire.
Yes.
Why?
The tournament, the action. His hair being long somehow made sense. Mm-hmm. Also, what
in
Neville,
a weird way, I agree.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. The thing that Neville gave him to turn into like a fish.
Yeah.
That was sick. Yeah. The underwater and
the gillyweed.
What was the guy that turned into the shark?
Vector Crumb.
Yeah. Guy's fire. Mm-hmm. The whole dance thing.
Okay. What
was
I don't,
cool.
What I don't get though is how he is the best seeker in the world on a professional team, but he's still in school.
Right.
I don't get that.
I don't know where he came from.
No, I don't get that at all.
Well, I didn't really care.
And in a sense, I know that all of Harry Potter obviously focuses on him and Hogwarts, but I wish in some way we heard more about the other schools.
Well, that's why I want the show to do. Well,
because then the girl from the all-girls school mm-hmm. ends up with the oldest Weasley kid.
Yes.
I thought she died
yes.
in the woods.
No.
She ends up in Deathly Hallows
kind of
Part
smoke,
2
no.
at the start.
Yeah, okay.
At Deathly Hallows Part 2 at the start, you find out, oh, she's with the oldest Weasley.
Charlie,
yeah.
Oh, when they're riding the fucking whatever, and they all look like Harry Potter?
Well,
that too.
That scene was cool.
I guess she was in one. Yeah.
Oh, that was her.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah. So it's like, how'd you... Well, and that's the first time we saw Charlie.
Dude, that maze.
We saw Peter was the oldest one.
Okay, and Goblet of Fire.
Or,
the guy with the long hair.
No, the curly hair, the head kid of Gryffindor was the first oldest Weasley we met, other than twins.
Yeah. What were the games? It was the maze, the underwater, the dragon. Is there anything else?
That's it.
It was just three.
Hardcore. Trials. Ease up. What the hell?
Well, I feel like I wish we would have got. I know we did in later movies of Professor Moody, but like, I wish it would have had a little more backstory.
Which one was he? Was he the werewolf?
So he's the one that.
With the fake Lupin, eye, Lupin. And he's got the cane, like a huge cane.
Well, he was in the chest.
Identity theft.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I love that actor so much. Banshees of Inisherin.
I would also like to know how Barty Crouch Jr. was able to. I don't know how you'd put it, but like.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like trap Moody. The
plot holes
come into him. Like
the plot holes of that, they did it so well. Well, you know what? It's a book. It's hard to get everything in the book in the movie.
Do you prefer the books or the movies? Have you read the books?
I'm not going to answer that because all books are better, but I'd rather watch a fucking movie.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
I'm not reading about Pandora. I'm watching Pandora. Like, what the fuck?
The only thing I...
I don't know if Avatar's a book, but...
This is backwards, but I'm glad I watched the movies first.
I don't think I finished the books.
I don't even remember the order.
Well, likely to you... I'm more likely to enjoy the movies than to go back and read all the books.
Absolutely.
I would rather spend the 2.5 hours watching the movie and loving it than spend
days.
A week.
Days.
Yeah, I like reading, but like, dude, what? Don't compare them.
Well, and I think, like, you know how you imagine things a certain way?
Yes.
It's nice being able to imagine Hogwarts the way it is based on the movies and go back to...
They did better in the game.
Yeah.
You also need like fly in the lake and shit.
But
there's
also,
like there's a Kraken in the lake or something.
But Carson and I were talking about this too. The inconsistencies.
Yes, I was just thinking about
are
that. I was
so bad.
For what?
So the Whomping Willow placement's different between Chamber of Secrets and Prisoner of Azkaban.
And then Hagrid's hut. Is like, so in
is
the,
it really?
In Sorcerer's Stone, they almost walk out like this. I don't want to call it a
is
gate.
It by Hogsmeade or
it
no?
almost looks
no.
like the practice Quidditch place. Like where they walk out.
I'm just thinking of the game.
Oh, it's terrible. They walk out and it's just this flat green space and his hut's right there. And then you get to Azkaban and they walk out.
Wait,
the
didn't,
side
it, didn't it light it on fire or something?
That was later. Half-Blood.
Oh.
But then, sorry.
Go ahead.
But then in Azkaban, they got to go out the side bridge, go down the hill.
Well, they had that pumpkin farm.
It's like.
With the hippogriff tied up.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Which
I also don't
care. I think it's one of those where it's like in the first movie, it was just like a trial to see how it did.
What was the guy with the scythe?
Oh, he was just the executioner.
Yeah.
Who the hell was that?
Random.
I think a side guy. You know what I mean? You got to kill the
hippogriff thing.
Yeah, hippogriff.
Oh, that sound with all the birds flying away.
Yeah.
The Rock being thrown in the window.
Yeah, it's crazy how every movie's vibe is just completely different.
But I like each of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just still, I mean, going back, Order of the Phoenix was one of my least favorites because of, like, it did feel very much like a setup, which is fine because we know that all the movies after that were good.
Or even, like, The Prophecy is, like, what? Because let's be real, The Prophecy is the main focal point, right? That has nothing to do with the later movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't, and it's an advantage. They label it as an advantage that he hasn't had in the past.
Just by chance.
How would that be an advantage to him? I mean, maybe maybe because
what is Voldemort's thinking of? Like, hey, I try to kill this baby. He survived. I'm gonna kill him again. He's gonna die this time.
I think it's
okay. A different one.
I think one of the things is because he knows.
No. It can't really work.
I think he also knows that Harry knows that it's Horcruxes.
And he knows he's like a part of them.
And he knows that Harry might be like Harry and his people are the only ones that are willing to hunt them.
But did you like the ghost scene?
Yeah, obviously. Like I love when they bring back his parents.
He walks into the woods and all the ghosts like talk to him.
Oh, the Stone of Resurrection or whatever.
No.
Resurrection.
Which he walks in the woods right before his death.
Yeah, Resurrection.
Yeah, that's the Stone of Resurrection.
Oh, they gets out of the snitch. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I love when they bring back his parents.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted that light gadget that Ron had. The light one. What was the point of that?
Well, they used it to like show him the light, like show him the way.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, Dumbledore's thing is like, I feel like he knows the future some way or somehow. So
I just wish Harry was more of a Thanos. Like, he's kind of...
That's criminal.
He didn't do anything besides not die.
I think that's almost like part of the strength in the story, though.
Like, I wish he went like crazy mode and just went nuts at some point.
I think part of the whole thing is like...
He was just protected the whole time.
No, like, there's not a single movie where he could have done all that by himself.
Oh, he's very because true.
The only, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The only thing that
he wasn't aggressive at all.
Yes.
Well, the only thing that made him special as a wizard before is that he lived.
Yeah, I know. But I'm talking about like actual power. Like,
which technically wasn't even him. It was his mom.
Mm-hmm.
True.
We're going to get into that.
Yeah.
Oh, Marvel movies. Top 5 rules.
Okay.
Right.
Which end are we starting?
No, we're doing 5, 5, 5, 4, 4, 4.
It's not a draft.
Yeah.
It's just...
Oh, we just go.
Listen. Okay.
Marvel low-key sucks now, so hot take.
This is it. Not hot. That's why I'm grabbing from everything, not just MCU. Because MCU sucks.
This is like everything.
I don't have really anything with outside of MCU, though.
That's really good.
But it's because I haven't seen very many.
That's fine. We don't need five. Okay, so we'll go 5, 5, 5 and keep going, okay?
My five is the first Deadpool.
That almost made my five, too.
Because it makes fun of everything else.
So the comedy behind it?
Out of all the Deadpools, which is Deadpool 1 your favorite?
I would say so.
See, I'm not going to lie, and this might be a hot take. I'm not a huge fan of the Deadpools.
Okay, so you just say your five. I'm not dealing with that fucking shit.
Captain America Civil War.
No, but the action's good. I will defend that choice as a five. Good.
Thank God I put it in five and not like two.
Tony's suit up was
you
cool.
You almost put that in two.
That's dumb.
Not even close.
It's not dumb.
You think that's the dumb five?
I can't do Captain America in anything.
That's hardly a Captain America movie.
Yeah, what was... But why was it titled Captain America?
Yeah.
But they should have named it should be an Avengers movie. We Have Problems or something.
Because it circled around.
It should just be Avengers Civil War.
Yeah. Avengers Problem.
I think it's because...
But they weren't avenging. They were just beefing.
That's why it's a Civil War, though.
I think it's because...
That title's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But why, it wasn't a Captain America movie.
I think it's because it revolves around self-righteousness.
Okay.
All right, moving on. It was a bad pick.
No. You're in the popularity there. I just hate Captain America. I can't do it.
I got
I like Chris Evans, too. It's just the cheesiness. I can't fucking do it.
Well, it was more in the... I don't need to get off topic.
My number five is Thor Ragnarok.
Okay, that was fun. That was a fun movie. It was the best Thor movie.
Haven't seen any of the Thors.
Mm. Well, don't watch the second one.
I don't know about the best. I just like the
I never hear any good things out of
Thor 2 is the worst Marvel movie ever.
I thought it was Love and War. Love and War was
MCU, it's probably Ragnarok's bottom three.
Yes, you're five.
Okay, my five. I wish this was kind of higher, but it was Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
I didn't think animation either.
I love the animated ones. Those are so good.
That's valid in your top five. I didn't even think about those.
I totally forgot about them.
Almost put it at like four.
So I'm definitely out of the majority here, but I think I'm not a huge Spider-Man guy, so I don't think any of the Spider-Mans are good. I know you don't like that.
Are you saying- That's how I get through my shots.
Yeah, he's scared of needles. He's thinking Spider-Man when he's getting shots.
Literally, I was like,
I just can't do it. I don't know. I don't know why. I just can't do it. It's tough. Mm-hmm. It's tough to sit there and watch. But
yeah,
that's fine.
I get it.
It's fine. Go ahead, Bryce.
He's gonna have two Spider-Mans in his.
Not two, but Infinity War
number four.
I like how they lose.
Yeah,
and they're split up.
I like when they lose, but then they just come back and win. What was the point of the first?
That's why I didn't like Endgame as much.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I like Infinity War because...
Hey, let's all die. Let's all bring him back. Well, like, what the fuck was that?
I think that's why... What's the point? Well, that's why I like Infinity War, because then Civil War mattered as for their winning versus losing outcome.
But I also hate Marvel. So all the way through, I'm not a Marvel guy. So that's why I picked...
You're weird.
Grow up, superheroes. Come on. If it's not rated R, I'm not
watching. We're ranking the lists.
I know. That's why my next three are great.
Okay. What's your four?
Iron Man 2.
Okay. I thought about putting Iron Man 3.
Ew.
Ew.
Because I like the...
Gwyneth Paltrow is not surviving that fall.
No, but she had AIM. I also like the House Party Protocol.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay.
That was sick.
That's the only good part about that movie. And that's why I think Iron Man 1 and 2 are better than the third one. I think the third one, they got carried away. So,
I do like...
Iron Man 2, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. That's wild.
I have to tell you guys something.
I have a... What?
I haven't seen any of the Iron Mans.
You should at least see the first one.
Are you being dead ass?
I'm not kidding.
You know why I think you should see the first one?
How do you?
Because
even
that's the least
anything?
MCU. Because the first one.
Yeah.
How do you? I do want to watch the first anything one. That happens.
Anything in life.
Because Iron Man was just there. I don't know.
And then in a sense, I somewhat understand that because Iron Man.
I'm ignoring him the rest
of the
time.
He's the main character.
Literally the main one.
I had to sell it away. Whoa.
Anywho,
what was yours?
My number four is Deadpool 1.
Okay.
I'm babe.
Okay.
We went over that.
That's already. Not.
Also rated R.
Mm-hmm.
Right. My number four was Deadpool and Wolverine.
Ooh, that soundtrack is so awesome.
I love the soundtrack.
So my reflection, Deadpool Wolverine, that's the one I'm afraid to rewatch.
Yeah, same.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking this. My list overall is just based on rewatchability, I think.
Okay.
Like,
it's not mine, but go ahead.
I just think it's not necessarily the movies I have watched the most, but the ones I could go back to and be like, it's good. I'm going to rewatch it and enjoy it.
My problem with Deadpool and Wolverine is a lot of people that didn't like Marvel love Deadpool because it's rated R. It's a bunch of wild shit. But Deadpool and Wolverine added a lot of Marvel shit, and people were like, what is this?
Which I
understand, but.
Well,
it's still cool.
I have this same thing, which sounds weird because I'm about to diss on a Spider-Man movie. Type shit. But my problem with both Deadpool and Wolverine and Spider-Man No Way Home is once you lose that shock factor of characters coming in and other things.
Why would you watch it again?
Right. Like, it's fearful to watch it again because it won't feel the same.
No Way Home is crazy to watch again.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
Never seen.
I saw it in theaters. And
you're not Spider-Man guy. Why would you?
If you never, you know what happens. If you never watched the old franchises of Spider-Man, it wouldn't matter as much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that's kind of
it was very comic booky though.
Well, and then we'll get into it later with the whole Spider-Man thing. So I'll just like leak it. I don't have any of the Deadpools in here, but like they are up there. Like I definitely enjoy them more than most of the MCU ones.
Well, all my movies aren't very Marvel-y, so that's why.
Mine are.
I think personally, I'm also huge. Like I've grown to be huge on first movies. More than anything. Yes. Because
you said Iron Man 2.
Well,
just wait.
Okay.
Wait for the list.
No, but the racetrack suit I've seen. That's still one of my favorite suit ups with the suitcase.
Yeah. I love the court. I love the court case in that movie too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
fucking cool. Yeah,
you can't have me. Yeah, I like that part.
Number three.
Yeah,
Bryce.
TASM 2.
What was it?
TASM, The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
The
railing scene alone for me.
Three things.
Oh, here we go.
One, as Spider-Man, that is like the closest to like.
Don't talk about the actors. But
comic booky spectacle you can get.
Yes.
That's like good. Like the railing scene where he like has one shooter left and then it splits the webs. Yeah. Two, this does go to Garfield a little bit.
Don't do that. We'll do it later.
I think he does really well. at mannerisms behind the mask.
Yes.
Too much. All right, too much.
Too much.
Already too much.
Okay, okay. Then I'll go back.
I see what you mean, though.
Soundtrack, totally, Electro soundtrack.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I didn't like Jimmy Fox as him, though.
No, but it's Hans Zimmer on the soundtrack.
Already a dub.
Is it really?
Yes.
Yeah.
He did that.
Wow. Type shit.
Soundtrack.
Is that the only one he did?
For Marvel?
Yeah.
Maybe. He didn't do Avengers.
I think so.
I was going to say.
But he also did Pirates of the Caribbean. So
he did.
And Interstellar.
That, right. That's gas.
And Skylanders.
Did you see it?
Skylanders is good.
Oh, my God.
There was one time when we discovered that.
Yeah.
That he did that. Jared and I listened to it over and over again. Because we did a game.
So it was my most played song in like 2023.
Yeah. Well, is it Skylander Giants? My disc doesn't work on my Wii, so I can't play it anymore. So I have to play like the swaps version, and, which is fine.
The swap force.
Like, yes, but I'm like, if that Giants was still working, I would not be here.
For me, the base first one is still the best. The game.
I've never had that.
I maxed out Trigger Happy.
See, I have that character,
though. Yeah,
but I really like the. Yes.
Hans Zimmer composed this song.
Just let it go.
So good.
On the way to class, I hammered this song.
Why does this make sense in How to Train Your Dragon?
Why do I want to cry?
Crazy. Yeah. All right, I get emotional. This is awesome.
Wait till the adventure part. I want to jump around. Why is Hans Zimmer on this?
I feel this in my nerve endings.
It's coming up.
It's only like a minute and some too.
Such a banger.
I could be so depressed. Listen to this and be fine.
It brings back such good memories.
I know.
Like, oh my god.
Makes me want to like buy all the everything of this whole franchise.
That'd be fun.
Did you play Skyrim?
My neighbors have it, actually. I played it at my neighbor's house. That's about it.
Yeah, you didn't have the Wii.
Maybe like three or four times.
You didn't have the Wii.
No, I didn't have a Wii.
This might be a hot take, but I think the Wii is one of the best consoles.
You're not hot take. Yeah. That's not a take.
Yeah.
I think overall, it's like
that and the best. Xbox 360 era are the best gaming console era.
Halo 3, shut the fuck up.
The Wii is just different. I think the Xbox 360 was like,
okay.
I don't want to say a first of its kind, but like, that opened up a new portal, but the Wii was just a one and done, and it was the best.
Wii is collaborative warrior. Yeah. 360 is split screen warrior. Mm-hmm. That's just my thing.
Stop screen cheating.
Back to TASM 2 just for one point.
No, you have to go back. Is it number 3, right?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Gwen dying. One of the best parts, like the best part of the movie.
Her neck snapped in half.
Because of...
Spoiler. It was 2014.
I know, that's true. Point.
But like... Not because I hated her. I loved her as a character. But, like, that death. And then...
Cheesy.
Emma Stone was good.
And then the whole, like, tone around it.
What?
Like, no, continue.
You don't like Spider-Man's, though.
What did you say? I don't like Emma Stone. So I'm sorry about La La Land, but, like...
La La Land is so good, though.
Hey.
It's one of my favorite movies.
So,
Cruella?
I'm not basing off of, like, attractiveness. She's...
Are you basing your decision off of Easy A? I get that vibe.
He hasn't seen that movie.
No. Well, either way.
Crazy Stupid Love?
I have seen clips.
Funny movie, dude.
The whole bit where...
So sorry, Emma Stone, if you see
Peter's
this.
Like... The whole bit where Peter's like, Gwen! And then the soundtrack that plays after that, after she dies. I love it. Gives me chills.
Okay, number 3.
I don't know if this is going to be a little low, but it is Winter Soldier, Captain America.
So, for the Marvel world, that's like their top 2 movies for Marvel. So like you're not MCU. Wrong there. Yes. I can't stand it, but...
I was sitting there and I'm like... My other two, it's more of a personal where like I obviously would prefer the other two, but like it's up there though. Regardless of everything combined, it is such a solid movie.
It's the fight choreography. Yeah.
I get it. I'm just a film freak and I can't do Marvel, but I get it.
Yeah. I get that.
My number three is the first Iron Man.
That's good.
Fire. Didn't seem like Marvel-y. Tony Stark built this in a cave with a box of scraps.
That's
yeah,
all.
So Jeff Bridges was good in that movie.
Yep. Obadiah Stane.
Obadiah.
My number three is Logan.
Hum, babe.
That's good.
That's a good pick.
But based on my list, three.
Yeah, I agree. I also have it higher, but.
Yeah.
Number two?
Almost.
Mine is Winter Soldier.
Oh.
So yeah, yeah.
No, here, two reasons. One, choreography. Two, it's not so spectacly.
Yes. Yes.
It's okay. More grounded.
Yes.
Dude, Scarlett Johansson in that movie?
And it's not, it's not like a ton of like horseshit either. Like it's not probable, right? It's still superhero-y, but we're not like in fucking left field.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Right? You know what I mean?
Well, and I think it's cool because, for example, this is a super cheesy way of looking at it, but say one of us ended up being the Winter Soldier and we ended up being in a fight as Captain America versus Winter Soldier, those fights would be sick.
Griffin would be Bucky.
Well, you got the hair for it.
Yeah.
Oh.
You should have to dye it black.
I just got to chop off my arm.
I was going to say, you might have to lose an arm. But like,
is it the right or left arm?
We can do that right now.
Is it the right or left arm?
I thought it was his left.
They fuck it up in movies, though.
Do they?
Well, I think happens is they reflect, they mirror the image on it.
And that's the problem. Oh. Like, you got to stay consistent with that.
Yeah. Marvel doesn't stay consistent. No. Really?
So then for my... No, sorry.
That was your two?
Second. Yeah, that was my second.
You're number two.
I'm going to go into left field here. No one's going to have it. Black Panther.
That was good.
That low-key forgot. So you're good.
Love Black Panther. That almost made my list. That almost was my number one.
I don't like Michael B. Jordan, though. That's my...
Really?
I'm excited for his new movie.
So
Sinners? Yeah, it's going to be good.
Yeah. My thing is, I don't mind him as an actor.
He's a good-looking guy.
He just, like, the duality of, like, him growing up in the Bronx versus T'Challa warrior, like, royalty. Like, that. Those dialogues feel weird sometimes.
They were weird.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Okay, my number two is Guardians of the Galaxy 1.
Damn it. I should have put Guardians on there.
You didn't put any Guardians on there? That soundtrack is phenomenal.
Yeah, the soundtrack is good.
I think I watched the first and second one. I was done after
Dude,
that.
Dude, we saw
it. I just got sick of it. I think like Chris Pratt, I just kind of got sick of him.
You like Chris Pratt?
I'm not saying I don't like him. I just don't think...
Parks and Rec is really
Marvel,
different.
I don't think Marvel is really his scene, like...
But if there's if there's anywhere in Marvel where he gets put, that's where he belongs. Because
I think of the comedy aspect.
We saw Guardians 3 in theaters. I think all three of us were crying.
I wasn't crying, but I could have, but I wasn't.
I haven't seen it.
At least I was.
I think I was.
I really cared.
Cried a couple tears.
Guardians 3 is good. What was it? Toothless? What was it? Wait.
Teeth.
My teeth are more prominent.
Okay, so my number two, Guardians 1 is good.
Mm-hmm.
But I put Guardians 3.
That's fine. I get it. But Guardians 1 started it all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
I get it.
On the Guardians kick, Guardians 2 wasn't bad, but it was a bridge movie.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was like a solo go find your dad. Like the fuck?
But like Guardians 3. That was sick.
But Guardians 1, he held a fucking stone.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's sick. And Ronan was cool.
I'm distracting you, little turd blossom.
Yeah. Okay, number one.
Dance off.
Logan.
Really?
Whoa.
I love Logan.
I can't believe you just said that.
I loved it back then.
Because you're a Marvel fuck.
That's got to be a slight.
I think you're playing Infinity War Endgame.
That's crazy for Bryce to say.
I put Infinity War at four.
Go ahead. Gresham, go.
Iron Man 1.
My number one's Logan 2.
Oh.
Wow.
I'm so happy you said
that. What was yours?
Infinity War is my number one.
Okay, that's the best Avengers to put there.
Dude, Logan isn't a Marvel movie. It's about a guy taking care of an old guy in the dirt.
I know, but as a number one, though.
It's so
I get a top five. I
rated R, 8-1.
I slightly regret it maybe not being in my top five. Like, the only one is...
It's sad. Daphne Keen is phenomenal.
It's probably... I would probably replace... If I had to go back, replace it with Civil War. But Civil War is pretty much up there, too.
No, I get it.
But...
You like the team-up, Captain America,
Iron Man.
Avengers.
Iron Man's my favorite.
Superhero.
I would agree.
I'm kind of surprised I didn't put all three in there.
I'm glad... I think Iron Man 1 and 3.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
The soundtrack is good in that, too.
Iron Man is like my favorite MCU hero.
Yeah, Infinity think that's War. The best.
Oh, you said that. Yeah,
I said that.
Well, he has the best, my opinion. I think he has the best character development, and that's the point.
He's fucking badass.
Well, like he starts off like.
He's still like that though.
Yeah, I know, but at the end,
billionaire playboy.
I like Iron Man 3 a lot sometimes, but like also Gwyneth Paltrow should have died. But either way,
with her vagina candle.
Yeah.
You ever hear about
and
that?
Her pillow, her new sex pillow. Yeah.
I think the story of
Iron Man 3 is pretty good.
I just think more of like towards the end where it's like,
continue.
His 50 suits coming in was sick. Also,
yeah.
Why did fucking Guy Pearce play that role?
Yeah,
he did fine, but like, it's just like random.
Well, I was gonna explain my Logan. Part of why I like it so much: one, gore, which is kind of why I like Deadpool 2. Well, it's like you're superheroes. You're gonna tell me you can't tear someone like a normal person apart?
Well, also like he's hacking along.
He's brutish. It's Hugh Jackman's roar. Like what? Being serious. And also not being afraid to kill people off. That's one thing that sucks about MCU, I think, is like people should have died in some places.
Charles dead. Well, Wolverine dead.
How Charles died.
So that's my problem with the MCU is like they just got too kiddish. I say it all the time. So it's like you can't do something like that. Otherwise, it's not family.
Well, I love Logan because you don't need to see any other movie before that. And can still watch that.
That's
in
a good
time.
Yeah.
So my big thing with MCU, this is a tangent, that it happened like right before Endgame and after, is power scaling. And it's why I don't like DC with Superman and Batman. Yeah. You get people that are super.
That's why people don't like Avengers, because of fucking Scarlett Johansson's Black Widow, and then you have a fucking Thanos. It's like, all right.
Yeah, so it's like...
Or Hawkeye.
Yeah, same thing. Like, really? A human, yeah. A bow and arrow.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, so that's my thing, especially with like adding Captain Marvel, and I don't know if you guys have seen the Thunderbolts trailer, but yeah. Sentry, he's basically Marvel Superman.
Is that rated R or no?
No.
Then fuck that movie.
But it's...
It didn't come out yet, I'm already mad.
I think they're chasing Winter Soldier tone.
Grow up.
But well, it's like...
Maybe it won't be too bad, though.
I still want to see
everyone,
it.
Everyone in the Thunderbolts are like rated R vibes.
Yeah.
But they're, you know what I mean? That's why it's like, whatever. Okay. Who is the best Spider-Man actor or character? Either or.
Which end are we starting? Playing every...
Yeah, you're so going to talk...
We start with Griffin when he gets back.
And where'd he go?
Work our way to the genius, I think, then.
Oh, well, I'm just the yapper.
My favorite Spider-Man is Andrew Garfield.
Same.
Well, I just said that.
I know. I was surprised you said that.
That's crazy.
You too?
Yes.
That's crazy because I said the same.
Yeah. No way. We all think Garfield's the best.
So hear me out.
That's not common.
But Tom Holland is the best Peter Parker.
I'm going to say this. Okay, I got this. Andrew Garfield is the best Spider-Man.
Yep.
Yep.
Tom Holland is the best Peter Parker.
Yep.
Yes.
But Tobey Maguire's storyline is the best.
I was just like best suit.
No.
I think Garfield has the best suit.
Well, Holland does, but it's not fair. He's got Tony.
No.
I don't think
it's
Spider-Man
anymore.
He has spider legs out of his back.
That's not Spider-Man anymore.
And then.
Yeah, okay. Well, I get it.
That's not Spider-Man.
One.
On his own.
Okay, Tom Holland's best suit is the one briefly seen at the end of No Way Home. Because it's a real suit, not a tech suit.
Yeah.
But I love Toby's suit. One, the emblem. Two, the eyes.
And the way he draws it is cool.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. The way that he like creates it too. I like
yes.
Maguire's suit the best.
So for me, Maguire's suit, Garfield's Spider-Man, Holland's Peter Parker.
Now,
like you said on the last 2 points.
I think Garfield for all three, but also I think Garfield's just easily the best actor out of the three. It's not even close.
So I think acting-wise, yes, but So I'm not a huge fan of the Tom Holland Spider-Man. I will back him up in the sense, though, that
he's 5'7".
Yes. Because his appearance makes him look younger. That's why I think his high school Peter Parker looks very accurate.
Yeah,
I mean, but apart from that, he's dog shit. So.
Well, I think Tom Holland's version of Spider-Man or Peter Parker is very, granted, I haven't read much of the comics, but in line with like the kiddish aspect. Hmm. Because like even though all of them are high school, technically, yeah. Which one?
Toby does not look like high school. That was bad.
But like Tom Holland's Spider-Man, he's got all this. He's got the super strength and the power and the senses, right? But he's still like joking and kiddish with it all. Mm-hmm. Granted, Garfield still is in the first one where he stops his first robber and he goes a two and like that whole bit. But
what a way to describe it.
I don't know. I think. They wrote Garfield's Peter Parker as being too like mysterious.
I like Garfield's Peter Parker because he always looked like he was sweating in a rush and having a bad day. Also, when he's in his suit, he was 5'10". It looked taller.
Yeah.
And the lengthy Spider-Man looked cool to me.
Yeah. Garfield? Well, I think that's accurate. Like he's supposed to be lengthy.
Also,
and scrawny,
when he was fighting, he wasn't really talking much sometimes. It was kind of dark. I was kind of down for that.
I was just thought of the Maguire one.
where they use the mannequin when he's swinging through the building. Yes. I sit there and go, oh my gosh.
Well, it's one of those things too where it's like sometimes I wish I could take those movies and have them written very similarly, but have more modern effects or like methods.
Yeah.
Like imagine if James Cameron showed his methods and how to make the Spider-Man. Like similar types of stuff.
It's almost unfair. I don't mean to bring up sports, but like it's almost like the LeBron and Jordan
or any like, past present sports. Yeah.
It's like it's totally different.
Yeah, evolution and shit. Yeah. Well, I was going to bring up. Have you seen the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, the first one recently?
Maybe not super recent.
It's the worst fucking movie ever.
I would say probably don't.
It's so bad. It's not their fault either.
No,
it's just
how it is.
Yeah.
You know what? Also, I think is weird. They made a trilogy in 4 to 5 years.
That's how it used to be.
Yeah, I know. Lord of the Rings, it's not anywhere near that anymore because it takes so long.
Well, now, actors
I'm not going to use like Into the Spider-Verse universe because they animate all that.
Use the Batman. The Batman.
Are you want me to choose that?
Dude, I fucking love
it. I don't know. I agree with your all of your picks about Andrew being the best Spider-Man.
I think Holland's a very good.
Very similar takes on it.
I think if
you know, it's kind of boring. Whatever.
I think the unfortunate part is if you took Holland out of MCU and made his own thing and kept the tone of who he was and then the evolution of him getting darker or like more serious, then it'd be fine.
I think Holland's a very good actor. It's just some of the stuff he does is
Even then it's
like Uncharted.
In the MCU, I don't know that that he has like a super big role.
I just don't like that his debut was Civil War. I think it should have been him.
Okay. Also, I just saw this on a reel. Would we consider Spider-Man as an Avenger?
I think there's a gray area even in the comics with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because he's almost like, I don't know if you probably know this. Every fight he's in, he holds back. Because there's several points where even he like.
Grow a pair.
No, there's even points. So the thing with Kingpin. Kingpin is a huge villain of Spider-Man in the comics.
Okay.
But Kingpin even has some sort of super strength, as we've seen in Daredevil. He can bitch slap somebody and they fly across the room. And it's just because he's an angry big guy.
Me too.
But there's times where like Spider-Man will one punch near death him and he's still holding back.
I don't grow up that because I don't like that take. Not take, but I don't like that aspect because you look at Tom Holland, he's some like I'm bigger than him.
Right.
Like he's
how tall are you?
5'10".
So well, it's really one of the things I remember like on my driver's license it says I'm 150.
I'm 150 or no.
That's I crazy. Am
what?
How are you? You're taller than me.
6'1"?
Yeah.
God, damn, maybe I'm just fat.
No, I don't eat.
You're just not
fat.
Yeah,
I'm fat.
I was gonna say.
You're not.
I am fat.
You're not.
He doesn't eat. He eats one meal a day.
I had 1 meal.
Oh, and your 1 meal and your 1 meal is Taco Bell. So
I mean, if that's what it takes to get back down again.
Then. I do want Taco Bell. Okay. 5-layer burrito.
Oh. Well, and then Griffin here, he's genetically just probably Greek descent.
I have a lot of questions. We're just going to ignore it. But either way, we're doing Spider-Man, we're doing Batman now. Favorite Batmans. Actors or characters?
Who wants to start?
Okay. Mine might be semi-unpopular.
If you say Clooney, you're leaving.
Oh, no. Nothing this century I'm choosing.
Okay.
I will say Bale.
As
but what? That
Bat, he's the best Bruce though. Banner or
but Bruce Wayne
that's not
I, that's Hulk that's Hulk that. That's Hulk but that's why I chose Bale because he's the best Bruce Wayne right now I think the difference is in Pattinson sorry you go before you go
actually
so this whatever
no spit it
I think Affleck's spit a really good Bruce Wayne.
So what's your favorite Batman?
That's not a
Pattinson.
Fuck yeah, dude.
But because I like the mysterious part, but I think if you break it down, I think okay, hear me out. Affleck's the best Bruce Wayne, Pattinson's the best Batman, but Bale is the best overall.
Like the rounded.
Yeah, plays both parts, it's good.
I think it's because of Nolan, not because of him.
Well, I'd say it helps with the storyline, too. You know, he's had 3 movies with 3 different villains. So it's like we haven't seen that out of Pattinson yet, which...
Let's wait.
Yeah, I'd say we can get into that later. But I think... I've only seen 1 Affleck, and it's just... It was so good. I feel like his Bruce Wayne was just...
Are you talking about, like, when he meets Flash?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I
who's your favorite Batman?
Pattinson.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think that's a
common take
though.
Also. A lot of people like Bale more.
Yeah. I see that, though. I really do like Bale. Like, I really like all three of those movies. There's not one of those movies I wouldn't watch. Like,
yeah, well.
But I'm going to watch The Batman more than the Bale movies.
Dude, Pattinson how he's so pale because he never sees the day is cool. His actual makeup, because Bale has makeup when he's in the suit, but he takes it off, there's no makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Pisses me off.
That's continuity.
That's a great point. That pisses me off. Yeah.
To me, that's continuity.
Because it's not a spoiler because it's way past the time.
Mm-hmm.
When he brings Rachel back into the Batcave, he takes off the mask and he doesn't have makeup on. Mm-hmm. So that's a great point that you make there.
But when you see him, he has makeup on.
Yes, yeah.
But like Pattinson with his like dripping, he's just a psycho for crime.
So good.
The vibe, awesome.
I'm going to watch that this week. Well, for sure.
Good for you.
You look like you have something to say. What are you going to say? Nothing? Or something?
Say something. Say something.
I don't know.
So my take is I agree with Carson that Bale is most well rounded, and I think
he's the best actor out of all of them,
dude. Christian Bale, I know a little off topic, such a good actor.
Yeah,
he's crazy. Ford v. Ferrari.
Ford vs Ferrari is probably one of
Machinist, the fighter.
But he's Bale is an amazing actor. But when it comes to the role, I think Pattinson does better. But
is that the writing though, or is it him?
Well, and so I like directorially put that aside.
Mm.
Okay, so the continuity with the makeup, all that stuff, because that's director, that's not actor, right? That's just
we're talking actors and characters.
Okay, well, here's my thing: actor, character, whatever. There's a part of like Batman when it comes to Bale. I think it is important to have a good Bruce Wayne because that's what throws everyone off. Mm-hmm. But when you have recluse. Now, granted, Pattinson is in junior years of Batman. He's new.
So,
he's like.
I don't mean to stop you, but like. In the comic sense, though, he's really not.
Well, I mean, okay, so I guess where I gathered that Pattinson Batman is new is because he can't balance Bruce Wayne and Batman yet.
Okay.
I hope he never does.
But that won't happen.
That's what made the first movie so good.
Yeah, no.
I agree.
And Wonder because.
What Jared said, the focus on investigative, that's important, and they don't show that in Bale.
That's in the Arkham video games. That's why I love it.
Right. And I agree with that. And that's why I think he's better as like solely Batman.
Okay.
But
I get it.
Well rounded.
Because you like the Carson, Playboy Bruce Wayne.
Yes, but like well rounded, like Carson, part of throwing everyone off that he's not Batman is Playboy Bruce Wayne, and you need that.
Yeah.
In the Batman, they're like, oh, Bruce Wayne hasn't been seen, blah, blah, blah. Like,
that's fire. Like, that's so cool to me.
Seeing him out for the first time in ages at the funeral.
Yes. He looked like Twilight Vampire.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
See, so, I think, like, the supporting cast, too, you know, as Alfred, I mean, you sit there between the two of them and you go, holy shit, this is a toss up because. They were really, both of them were super good in the long run. And then you have
Colin Farrell.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, and then you have
Zoe Kravitz is good.
Anne Hathaway as Catwoman.
Well,
right?
She's different. Zoe Kravitz?
Yes, Zoe Kravitz. It's like, damn, that's a toss up too. Like, holy
aside from the whole drama.
They're both
there,
were good.
Yes.
Aside from the whole drama there with Pattinson dating her mom or something weird.
What? Are we going to get a Poison Ivy in the next Batman?
Please no.
My thing
it don't make sense.
So. You and I have talked about this before.
I can't say that. We gotta save it.
No, we're doing it now. Fuck it.
We're gonna talk about it now.
We gotta move on. Yeah.
Well, okay. Who do we think the next villain is?
Is it gonna be human or alien?
That's
the question.
That was my segment into what you and I talked about before. Is this version of Batman is so grounded? How do they go forward?
Like mob shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like
I say, we just all throw out a guess and then we'll just go from there.
So, well,
dude, what's the Killer Croc? It'll make no sense, but that shit's fire.
And Clayface. Cool. And Clayface.
Fuck Clayface.
But we've also mentioned before.
Clayface is only for the Lego Batman game.
Yeah, that's true. But
I actually changed my answer. Lego Batman is the best Batman.
Dude, I bought that game. We can play it right now if we wanted to.
I think we were both on the same page on this where it's like, we don't want it to be crazy superhero-y.
No, what do you want it to be and what do you think it's actually going to be? Go.
With what we saw with the adrenaline at the end of Bane? The Batman, Bane has to be somewhere.
See, okay, so
because that is Bane. That like that's
go.
What he runs
you go.
On.
You go.
Yeah. Do you think it's going to be Bane or do you want it to be Bane?
I want if there's a Bane, I answer don't, to the I question. Don't, I don't, okay, personally, this is my answer. No, because I don't like them.
Who do you want to be in the next Batman totally villain, and who do you think is going
to
be?
I have an answer. If
I don't want them to copy a villain from
Bale.
Yes,
okay, so we don't want...
You don't want duplicate villains. Yes, I understand that.
We don't want duplicates. Now, I looked it up just now.
Wait, there's an answer?
Not an answer. But the speculation.
Okay.
Harvey Dent's coming back.
That would make the most sense.
But I don't want that. I don't. Okay, so what do you want?
So you think Harvey Dent, what do you want?
I think Killer Croc would be sick, but I don't know how they're going to do it.
Yeah, I know.
So,
but.
And it, go ahead. There you go.
Two things.
No, give me an ant.
City flooded. Penguins in the sewer. Like the underground tunnels.
So
Killer Croc, they got blown up, though.
I'm gonna reject
that. Well, it was afterwards. Never mind.
I don't want to be rude. I'm going to reject that because, you know, they had the show, so he's above ground. We already know he's all right.
Yeah.
Like, I know he was working in the sewers.
I mean, he got limp, but he's fine. Yeah. Who do you want? And who do you think?
I can tell you who I don't want because I can't.
That's good. That's good.
Like, if I
that's
tell good. You who I want, yeah. I don't feel educated enough to know all the villains. Yeah. I don't want Joker yet.
Okay.
I don't want Bane.
Okay.
And I don't want Clayface.
Okay.
And I'm iffy about Killer Croc.
Okay.
Because I don't know how you do that and make it now look like spectacle.
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be Bane, but I want Killer Croc.
But then who would you cast as Bane?
Way. Okay. And I was thinking
that's the thing. I don't care.
Who tops
you
Hardy?
Can't say that because Tom Hardy did it so well that it's like, yeah, don't redo it. Just leave it out.
Also, there's no way Joker isn't in this next one.
No,
but I don't want it to be.
Barry was in the prison.
But I don't want
asylum.
Timeline that doesn't make sense.
If anything, I don't want him to be the main villain because having
so
him
both of my answers were lies. I don't know why I said those. But I don't want any of those.
I don't think that the Joker can't be the main villain. I don't think so either. Heath Ledger played such a great Joker. And then even looking into like the Joaquin Phoenix Joker,
Mr. Freeze,
that's the least probable.
See, oh, for sure,
that's the least probable.
That's what I was hoping. I know Bane and what's the other one?
Joker,
Killer Croc.
Joker are possible. Oh. Yeah, Killer Croc and Mr. Freeze.
Killian
are
Murphy.
The ones that I would want, but that
Scarecrow.
Oh, Scarecrow.
That would make kind of sense.
But
what is it going to be?
That makes.
I think that's the beauty of it.
That's
though.
What's hard. Like I'd almost rather them.
I hope they don't say anything.
I'd rather them blow the role out of the water if it's a villain we've seen before and us not know who it is, really.
I hope they don't say anything. I hope they release the movie, they have the trailer, but they don't show the
final answers. Who do you think the next villain is going to be?
Killer Croc.
Yeah, Killer Croc.
You too? Okay.
Yeah.
And that's a timeline.
I also heard rumors of that.
That's a timeline opinion, though.
Still.
Bryce, go.
I think the most probable is Killer Croc because that would be the segue into more mystical, fantastical things.
Okay. Yeah. I low-key think it's going to be the Joker. That's the only thing they hinted besides Bane's shit.
That's a good point. Who played the Joker at the end of
Barry Keoghan?
Yeah.
Sabrina Carpenter's ex-boyfriend.
Well, there are two choices of villains that I forgot about until I looked this up. Okay. One is Hugo Strange, and he's an old Arkham Asylum character.
Yes.
Okay. So that's possible. Well, it was the whole rumor of like, Batman 2 picking up right after Penguin.
Yeah,
I'd love that. I would love that.
So,
and well, I mean, that one, it just shows how legendary this motherfucker is.
Yeah. Well, personally, I like the congruent timeline of like.
With the flood.
Yeah, but not like a paralleled thing where like the Batman has stuff going on that's like a pivotal second story to like while Penguin's going on. I kind of don't want that.
Well, I do appreciate that they don't have the Batman in the Penguin.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like how he's only referenced a couple times. Oh, only a couple times,
yeah,
too.
As a fucking dude.
But, not even by name.
Like
Voldemort.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he never makes an appearance. I love that because it's like...
Oh, it's so awesome.
Then we're not focused on the bat. We are focused on the Penguin, everything going on. So I love that. I appreciate that.
Well,
I think that writing was great.
I like how the fear of the Batman is almost an afterthought because he's new.
Yes, newer.
Becoming something, yeah.